This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Federal funding for the UW system could be paused as part of Trump's broad pause on federal government spending. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The White House instructed federal agencies to stop paying grants and loans and indicated those payments wouldn't resume for at least a few weeks. A judge blocked that move yesterday, just before it could go into effect. But for now, things are in limbo. That includes for the universities of Wisconsin. About a third of the funding for the UW system comes from federal money, according to the Wisconsin State Journal. Now, this attempted move by the Trump administration, if it went into effect, would not apply to payments that go directly to individuals, like Medicare, Social Security, and student loans. But the system gets the biggest chunk of federal money for contracts and grants, not student loans. And that funding would stop. UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin called it all concerning. The university was already dealing with the Trump administration's pause in federal funding for research. UW-Madison's research efforts rank sixth in the nation. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The pause on federal spending is Trump's attempt to shrink the federal government. Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call have announced that Wisconsin has joined a coalition of states filing a lawsuit to block a freeze on federal spending for the Trump administration. According to a release, the lawsuit argues that Trump doesn't have the authority to unilaterally override laws governing federal spending and called the policy unconstitutional. The pause has been temporarily blocked by a federal judge through at least Tuesday night, and a hearing to consider the issue has been scheduled for Monday. Governor Evers wrote President Trump a letter seeking clarification on which programs will pause under the federal stoppage and asked President Trump to reconsider his decision. A Wisconsin State Patrol trooper was hit by a vehicle in Arcadia yesterday. According to a release from the Wisconsin DOT, an Arcadia police officer and a State Patrol trooper were called to an intersection in Arcadia for a report of a man yelling at people. The 47-year-old suspect ignored law enforcement commands and sped off, hitting the trooper. The suspect led law enforcement on a chase that lasted 15 miles on Highway 93 at speeds over 100 miles per hour before he crashed in Centerville. The suspect and the trooper were both treated for minor injuries at a hospital. La Crosse County officials said that 2024 saw a decrease in overdose deaths in the county. Amplify Health said that there were 17 unintentional overdose deaths last year, which is down from 55 in 2023. It's also the fewest number of overdose deaths in La Crosse County in the past decade. Officials are crediting the availability of Narcan, treatment options, and behavioral health resources for the drop in unintentional overdose deaths caused by opioids and fentanyl in La Crosse County. Federal funding for the UW system could be paused as part of Trump's broad pause on federal government spending. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The White House instructed federal agencies to stop paying grants and loans and indicated those payments wouldn't resume for at least a few weeks. A judge blocked that move yesterday, just before it could go into effect. But for now, things are in limbo. That includes for the universities of Wisconsin. About a third of the funding for the UW system comes from federal money, according to the Wisconsin State Journal. Now, this attempted move by the Trump administration, if it went into effect, would not apply to payments that go directly to individuals, like Medicare, Social Security, and student loans. But the system gets the biggest chunk of federal money for contracts and grants, not student loans. And that funding would stop. UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin called it all concerning. The university was already dealing with the Trump administration's pause in federal funding for research. UW-Madison's research efforts rank sixth in the nation. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The pause on federal spending is Trump's attempt to shrink the federal government. The political fight for the Wisconsin Supreme Court race heats up. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Two Wisconsin Supreme Court justices have been asked to step away from ruling on Act 10. Republican lawmakers are asking Justice Janet Protasiewicz to step aside in the case that seeks to overturn a 2011 law that ended collective bargaining for most state workers. Protasiewicz campaigned as an opponent of Act 10 when she ran for justice in 2023. She called the law unconstitutional. Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn helped draft Act 10 when he was Governor Scott Walker's chief legal counsel, and Democratic lawmakers have asked him to recuse himself from the case.
The spring election is on April 1st. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go by downloading the free app. Get it now at civicmedia.us or on your device's app store.
I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
The Bucks lose again in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Trailblazers, 125-117. Giannis Antetokounmpo asked, how has Portland beat them three out of four tries since they traded Damian Lillard away to Milwaukee?
Good team. Play fast. Have a lot of people that can make shots over the dribble. You know, when you give a team confidence, they beat you.
The Bucks road trip continues when they face the Spurs in San Antonio tomorrow night. College basketball, number 9th-ranked Marquette, with a win in Indianapolis, beating Butler 78-69. Cam Jones got into foul trouble, so Stevie Mitchell stepped up, scoring a career-high 22 points. Number 18th-ranked Wisconsin and Maryland tonight, head coach Greg Gard on why he thinks the Badgers have improved on offense.
You know, an unselfish group that doesn't care who gets the credit, and it's a really talented team that have a lot of weapons that can shoot it. And there's pretty much everybody we put on the floor is a legit threat from three.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A popular TV detective will say goodbye once again. As a big fan of detective shows, I've really enjoyed Bosch and been through the entire series twice. Titus Welliver plays the uncompromising LA detective based on the lead character in Michael Connelly's crime novels. When the original show ended, it was spun off into Bosch Legacy, and its third and final season will drop on Freevee March 27th, according to Deadline. If you like cop shows, both Bosch and Bosch Legacy are worth a peek. The Jonas Brothers are great at reinventing themselves, and there is a new iteration. The musically talented bros, Nick, Jonas, and Kevin, will play themselves trying to get home from London to New York in time for Christmas with family. Really thinking outside the box there. According to Deadline, Disney is hoping to have the film ready for a 2025 release. You guys think they'll make it home in time? Expect a nail-biter, ladies and gentlemen. A forgotten actor joins the cast of a forgotten TV show. I always wondered why Jason Patrick never achieved bigger status as an actor. He always does solid work, and now will be doing it on a TV show that has been demoted from network TV to Peacock, but is part of a huge franchise known as Law & Order. Patrick, who is Jackie Gleason's grandson, will join Christopher Maloney in the cast of Law & Order Organized Crime for Season 5 as Detective Tom McKenna. There is no official date as to when Season 5 will drop. One of Pete's picks, A Complete Unknown. I'm not exactly going out on a limb here, as it's Oscar nominated. The film follows Bob Dylan's transition from folk and the acoustic guitar to rock and playing a more electric sound. The narrative uses Dylan's music as a through line, starting with his arrival in New York at the age of 19. Three of the film's cast members, Timothy Chalamet, Edward Norton, and Monica Barbaro, are all nominated for Oscars. Definitely worth a look. Lady Gaga is not used to getting bad reviews when it comes to her music or acting. That ended big time when Joker Fully Odue was panned by critics and audiences alike. Gaga put things in perspective in a recent chat with Elle magazine, saying people just sometimes don't like some things. She sounded unfazed, though, continuing that fear of failure is worse than actual failure, and if it takes over, can cause mayhem. Don't you hate it when your parole officer puts the kibosh on you hosting Saturday Night Live? Martha Stewart sure does. She whined to the perfect audience on The Tonight Show starring cheerleader Jimmy Fallon about how she missed her opportunity to host the show 20 years ago because of said parole officer. Maybe she'll get another opportunity since time has passed since she was convicted for conspiracy and obstruction of justice, as well as an insider trading scandal. It's so stressful when rich celebrities don't get everything they want. Maybe she can cry on her equally as annoying BFF Snoop Dogg's shoulder. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, not as warm today, but still a very nice late January day with highs in the upper 30s, still a bit on the breezy side. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Sunny and warmer again on Thursday, still breezy with highs near 50. Right now, it's 30.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.